Welcome to another episode of Be. I trust you are continuing to lean in and press on, even as we are continuing to struggle through this whole COVID-19 pandemic. You'll remember, that's why this series was birthed, to encourage you during this extended time apart. This morning, in an effort to encourage you, I want to direct your attention to those familiar words found at the end of Galatians 5. The Apostle Paul, in laying out what he calls the fruit of the Spirit, he defines it as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. What I want to press in on is right there toward the front. The fruit of the Spirit is, Galatians 5:22, love, joy, peace, and here it is, patience. Patience. Beloved, here is my encouragement to you this beautiful May 5th morning. Be patient. Be patient. As we are thinking through patience, it probably goes without saying that given all the COVID-19 stuff, we are less than patient. In fact, if you are anything like me, you are progressively growing impatient, which is why I'm spending these few minutes on this, because I need to hear it, and I suspect you do as well. For our time this morning, I want to point out 6 venues in which we need to pray for and strive for the Spirit's fruit of patience in our lives. Okay, so here's the metaphor. If our hearts are the soil and patience is the fruit, then I want to share with you 6 venues for that glorious fruit to be visible. First, with your spouse. Chances are, most of you are working from home, if you are working, and if you're not working, then you're at home. What that means, among other things, is, of course, extra time with your spouse. Also, there is a good chance that finances are tighter right now than they normally are. You add to that the uncertainty of this whole thing, and you've got a powder keg of stress ready to explode at any moment. So I want to say, remember, your spouse is not the enemy. Rather, your husband or wife is the one whom God has joined to you so that you would have an intimate companion during this time. So be patient with one another as you navigate these choppy waters. Second, your children. That extra time being at home and the schools all being closed means that not only are you having more exposure to your spouse, you are also spending considerable more time with your children, which I hope we all recognize is a wonderful blessing. But let's also be honest, it comes with unique challenges. If you are anything like me, when our rhythms of life get interrupted, our idiosyncrasies tend to be, I don't know, more exposed. So in all of this, be patient with your little ones. Repent in front of them. If you have sinned against them by being short, then you need to ask for their forgiveness. Fathers, mothers, use this time of your impatience and your failings to model the beauty of the gospel in front of your children, that we all pray our children would come to embrace themselves. Third venue for patience to be exemplified: before your fellow church members. Since I'm already being honest, let me just continue to bare my soul. It's sometimes difficult to love our brothers and sisters. I hope there is no shame in saying that. Right? It's difficult. Sometimes because of our besetting sins, you know, fulfilling the one another's, they seem at times more like a chore than a blessing. Well, perhaps not being able to be together has made it easier, or perhaps it has made it even more difficult. My assumption is that it's a mixed bag. Here's the deal, though. Let's be patient with one another. Remember that Christ has welcomed us to himself by the grace of his cross. And so let's in turn welcome others. He has forgiven us, so let's forgive one another. Brothers and sisters, Christ has shown immeasurable patience with us, not just before our conversion, but long after. So let us extend that same patience toward one another. Call one another. Text one another. Email one another. If you feel comfortable, drop gifts off to one another. Run errands for one another. Get groceries for one another. Do what you can to show your patient love for one another during this time. In a related vein, can I encourage you, at the risk of sounding self-serving, to be patient with your elders? To be patient with your elders? This might be a shock to some of you, but we have no idea what we are doing. We really don't. How do you shepherd when you can't get near the sheep? How do you disciple when you are confined, isolated really, to your own home? How do you oversee one another's spiritual growth when we can't see one another? So please be patient with us. Steve and Eddie and Justin and myself, we love you deeply. We are praying for you and reaching out to you each week via phone call or text or email. We are trying to keep a pulse on you. But we are imperfect shepherds for sure. And so it's my prayer that our imperfect shepherding would only drive you further into the arms of the perfect shepherd. Be patient with us, brothers and sisters. A fifth venue for patience. Patience toward our government. Toward our government. Of course, we will have differences of opinion on how our federal and state and local officials are handling this mess. That's okay. The body of Christ is big enough for differences of opinion here. So regardless of whether you think the government is doing not enough or the government is doing too much, the point, we are still called to honor them, to respect them, and to pray for them. So pray specifically for Governor Inslee. No one wants that dude's job right now. Now, of course, we all think that we would be better at it, but none of us really want to sit in that seat right now. But pray for him. Pray the Lord would give him wisdom and discernment. And as you pray for our governor, be patient. Finally, when it comes to us being patient, be patient with your neighbors. With your neighbors. I get this. When stress is already redlining, when we're already there at that level, you know, your neighbor parking in front of your house or his or her loud music or the overwatering that's beginning to flood your property, it might very well be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Pray against that. Pray for your neighbors. And remember, you live where you live because God wants you to live there. He's sovereign even over your address, which means that the Lord has given you the neighbors that you have by design. So think and pray about how you might leverage this virus, this time home, to love them and share the gospel with them. In all of this, beloved, I'm encouraging you, and really I'm calling you to be patient, to be patient, to trust that the triune God is at work in all of this. He has not abandoned us, not even a little bit. And perhaps, just perhaps, what he is doing, among a million other things with this coronavirus outbreak, is he's reminding us that we are to be those who are patient. Those who are patient. Until next time, be patient.